Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Good. I mean, I think, you know, I think our goal right now, and I talked to Kyle today about it, is to be in the lineup on Friday. I think we're trending towards that. I don't have a report on today, but I think in talking to him kind of before the day started or kind of while the day was going on inside, like, we were on the same page with that.
That's Craig Counsell, and thanks to Marquee for that. That was on their Twitter account, him saying, and I saw some of the, saw Maddie Lee, a couple other reporters reporting that they want to have Kyle Tucker in the lineup on Friday to assess where he's at. And Craig talked to us about that, saying, well, yeah, we kind of need to know. Like, it'd be nice to know.
One of my favorite conversations we've had with Craig Counsell today. Considering everything that's going on, there was some serious stuff in there. We talked quite a bit about the Kyle Tucker stuff. We actually talked about the choice to let Matt Shaw go to the funeral of his friend Charlie Kirk. We talked about that, and I thought Craig was
eloquent
and thoughtful on that. I agree. And just talked about the human aspect and how Matt was struggling with the decision of whether to go or not. Thought that was good. And he also talked to us about Cade Horton, who left last night's game with what was reported as some back tightness and was kind of contextualized after the game as
he
should be
like,
okay.
Like, he had a cold, and then when I heard that being talked about as part of what's going on, I was like, wait, did he sneeze?
Yeah, like he sneezed, he coughed or something, and then it was a little tight or something.
And maybe there's a little cartilage damage.
But the way it was contextualized last night during the game,
it didn't feel like it was that big of a deal.
Nor after the game did it feel like it was that big of a deal. It was like, oh, no, he should be good for next time. And next time might be game one of the wild card playoff series. Which I thought Jed Hoyer kind of sort of confirmed contextually yesterday on the midday show. But anyway, then when we're talking with Craig today, and you asked a very innocuous question about how's Cade Horton doing today?
How's Cade Horton doing?
That was it.
We decided to do some further testing with Cade, an MRI, to just see what we're dealing with. Optimistic, but we want to make sure we know kind of what we're dealing with or if we're dealing with anything.
And so you're still waiting on those results at this
point?
Yeah,
it's this afternoon, yeah.
Yeah, so you can't yet comment. So last night seemed positive about his possible future availability, but it's not...
Yeah, I that hasn't changed. I think we just want to make sure, I think, to protect Cade as much as anything, is like, let's make sure we know what's going on here.
If that was a playoff game, you think he guts it out and stays in last night?
I do, yes.
All right, that's a key thing.
That made me feel better.
Me too.
At the end, I'm glad that you asked that question because it made me feel better about kind of where things stand. But you just never know.
Oh yeah, no, an MRI
for a pitcher
on his back. Really anywhere.
In a rotational sport. there's no telling what you might find in there.
Last year, Cade Horton had an injured shoulder. What it was, because he didn't pitch after the 29th of May, it was a subscapularis strain in his right shoulder. I know enough about the subscapularis for all my time.
As a doctor?
No, actually, I don't know a ton about subscapularis, but I know that the shoulder, it's very connected to the back, Lawrence. Like, the back of the shoulder is...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
It's near the back. It's a shoulder blade. It's a part of the shoulder blade. It is adjacent to the back. I know that.
I hope this isn't in your anatomy file. Although I think this technology hasn't changed much over the years.
For all you anatomy files out there.
Yeah, no, his data on this is old too.
And Gronk and Brady. No. Anyway, it wasn't a back injury last year, but you know, it's connected. His body is he's got a lot of parts of his body that are connected. Anyway, MRI on a back.
He's like all of us have.
Yeah, MRI. Yeah, but he's a pitcher in a rotational sport. Yeah, it was a little jarring. We don't have MRI results yet, but it's like, wait a minute, that one would hurt.
An update from the week of chaos. Chaos week is, as it was said last night on the MLB Network, the Padres are trailing Milwaukee 2-1 in the bottom of the eighth inning out in San Diego.
Go Brewers!
And the Padres had bases loaded, nobody out in the seventh, and couldn't convert to tie the game up.
Couldn't do anything with it.
They couldn't do anything with it.
The
I just saw this too,
week.
By the way.
Give us more.
Because MLB Network flashed this. The Diamondbacks hold the tiebreaker over the Reds and the Mets.
Oh, man. The tiebreakers are nuts. The first tiebreaker is interdivision record, not intra-division, but interdivision. So how well you do against the other divisions in your league. That's number one. Yeah, it's crazy. The Mariners clinched last night, came from behind to do it. You clinched a playoff spot, but not quite yet the division.
Last night was crazy.
It really was. That Skubal inning. Cleveland scored three runs.
What are they, 16-2?
Yeah. And they didn't get a ball past the mound and scored three runs.
Well, he tried the Burley.
Tried to go between the legs.
Yeah, Skubal tried the Burley and then sent one in down the right field line. And then he hit a guy and he was distraught.
Oh, yeah, because David Fry bunted a ball into his face. Yeah.
And he was distraught about that. And it seemed like he was so distraught that it kind of unwound him a little bit.
I think you're right.
I have sympathy for that. Like, you see a guy get hurt, and that's, for the most part, that's not the goal, is seeing a guy get hurt. And if you're a pitcher, you're like, man, I did that. Or I played a role in that.
He visited David Fry in the hospital last night.
That's top notch of him.
Skubal and a couple other players visited David Fry in the hospital last night. By the way, the one guy who's really enjoying this chaos week, is Terry Francona. He's back at it. He's back in the middle of it. And he was delightful when talking about how excited he was yesterday for the games that began last night.
I've been in full uni since 9:45, and my palms get sweaty. Yeah, it's what you're here for. Honestly, we're going through some stuff for the first time. But it's baseball. You know, if they were asking us to go do calculus or something, I'd be scared to death. This is baseball. And as long as that stays baseball, let's go see if we can be good enough.
I mean, he kind of has to do calculus as a manager of a baseball team.
He's not doing it well, if you ask Red fans, by the way. But since 9:45 a.m., guy's been in full uniform.
I've been in full uni since
y'all been paying attention to the decisions that he's been making?
Dude, yeah. Ryan Porth is distraught. Terry Francona chose to go Hunter Green versus Paul Skeens for one start this week instead of rejiggering the rotation to have Hunter Green get two starts this week. Ryan Porth, I'm beside myself. I am outraged.
Maybe he was saving Hunter Green for something else.
For the playoffs?
Or for the game at the end of the season.
I don't know.
If Tito feels someone sidle up next to him or behind him in that manager's office, better look out.
That's Ryan Porth.
Gonna want answers.
Hey, you know what we get next week, Speaks? No matter how all of this plays out, there's going to be at least one of these games where a certain player is going to show up for the first time this year. Johnny Allstaff.
Johnny Allstaff. I love Johnny Allstaff.
Johnny Allstaff.
Hunter Green might pitch on Sunday.
He's going to show up over the next 4 days somewhere. It might be Cleveland. It might be Detroit. It might be San Diego or Los Angeles.
You betcha.
It might be Chicago.
No. Can you imagine that on a Sunday against the Cardinals?
Of course it's the Cardinals coming to town, too.
Yeah. Too bad we're going to be in a pool smoking cigars in Vegas. That's going to be rough. Actually, it's going to be okay.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
I, too, have been in full uni since 9:45.
Palms are sweaty.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.